Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Game. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
So the NFL has decided that it's necessary to begin playing the Black National Anthem before their games in the upcoming season. Now, this is quite a shock to me because, to be perfectly honest, I didn't know there was a Black National Anthem. Called me old-fashioned, but I was taught that the Star-Spangled Banner represented all Americans, regardless of their race, gender, sexuality, whatever. If you were an American, the Star-Spangled Banner represented you. But apparently I'm wrong. Apparently it only represents white, straight males. So I guess we're going to have an LGBTQ national anthem. I guess we're going to have a female national anthem. I don't know what you're going to do if you're a member of the LGBTQ community and you're also black or woman, because then you'll have two or three national anthems. Maybe we won't even play the game. Maybe by the time we get done with all the national anthems, there will be no time. But on a serious note, folks, I want you to listen to my words very carefully, because these are probably some of the most important words I'm ever going to say to you. The left is purposely attempting to divide this country. African Americans fought long and hard and bravely to end segregation in this country, a segregation they never should have had to endure. There never should have been a black section of a restaurant or a bathroom for blacks only, or the back of the bus designated for blacks. There never should have been that. It's a disgrace. And it's a black eye forever on this country. But they fought hard and long to end it. And they did end it. And guess who fought to not end it? That would be the Democrats. Who only like 60-some-odd percent of them voted. Almost 99% of Republicans voted for these Equal Rights Acts, and like 64% of Democrats did way back then. They didn't want to end segregation. So you know what they're doing now, folks? They're putting you right back into segregation, claiming they're actually sticking up for you. That's their dirty little secret. Oh, you should have a separate national anthem. What's next? You should have a separate bathroom. You should have a separate section on the bus. Oh, you're putting them right back into segregation. Only this time you're doing it reverse psychology. You're doing it acting as though you deserve this. It's special. It's for all that you've endured. No, it's not. It's putting you right back into segregation. And this time you're going happily, thinking it's special. It's not special. We have one country. One. The United States of America. And the national anthem represents everyone in it. It's just as simple as that. And if you think you need a special national anthem, well, if we have another national anthem, then we have two countries. We have a black country, and we have a non-black country. That's what you want? Because that sounds like segregation to me. That sounds exactly like segregation to me. And yet you're willingly going along with it. Why? Because you're told this time, instead of you haven't earned it, this time you're told you deserve it. It's special privilege now. So suddenly it's not an ugly word, it's a reward. Segregation is now a reward that the left is going to give you. How wonderful of them. How remarkably wonderful of them to do that. For the life of me, I do not understand this. I really don't. Because to me, it shows that anyone who supports this in any way, shape, or form supports the division of this country into classes or races. I don't support that. In other words, let's say I was a evil, maniacal white supremacist. And I said, I won't sit on no bus with any of these black folks, but I guess I'll get in trouble if I say that. So what I'll do is I'll say, we got a special bus for you. So you deserve to have a special bus. Don't worry. It'll be a really nice one. Better than we got. Well, you've achieved your goal. Now you don't have to sit on the bus with any minorities, right? And they think they're getting special treatment. They think, oh, this is wonderful. Oh, we've achieved status here. We got our own bus. No, they segregated you and made you think it was a reward. Unbelievable. How long ago was it that colleges said, well, we want white-free zones in some of these colleges. We want areas that only the black people can go into, only the black students, because this is where we feel we're most at home. That's very dangerous. That's very dangerous. You should feel at home in the United States of America with a melting pot of all races and religions and sexualities and nationalities. Do not, for this, segregate yourself because it's a reward baloney that the left is coming up with. Do not fall for this, because it's two steps away from we're mandating it. Two steps away from it. This is not a positive thing. How is this a positive thing? What are we showing? What are we attempting to show by playing a special national anthem based upon someone's race? I don't know. Now, here's what I think they will do. I think they're going to piss off a lot of people. And they're hoping to piss off a lot of people. They're hoping that they're going to catch some dude at a football game booing during that national anthem. So they can get a real good close-up of him and say, you see, systemic racism still exists. When you push the right buttons, all these racists pop out of the closet. No, no, no. Because that guy could be booing because his best friend, who happens to be African-American, he doesn't want to see segregated into a separate America. You are making the illusion of racism when you yourself are propagating it. It is racist to have a anthem strictly for one nationality. Skin color, I should say. Our nationality, we should all be Americans, right? Are we not all Americans? How many people fought and died in this country under our flag that were African American, in our military? Did they not consider themselves Americans? Did they not think that they were sacrificing their lives for this country because they belonged in it? Is that not what they thought? See, the one thing that unifies us, they want to take away. The national anthem. It unifies us, right? We can all stand together during the national anthem. black, white, man, woman, gay, straight, whatever. We can all stand and say, thankfully we live in America, where we're all Americans. They want to take that away. Why do you think they want to take that away? Why do you think that's a great idea? I haven't come up with one person who can tell me why that's a great idea. Oh, it's to show how far we've come. How far we've come to go back to segregation? It's to show our respect for the, well, to show your respect. What are you talking about? We're respecting all Americans. Is Colin Kaepernick going to kneel for that national anthem? Is everything 100% perfect in the African-American community? There is no problems. There is nothing wrong. There is no oppression. There is no violence. There is no bad things happening in the black community. So no kneeling. It has to be absolutely perfect. If it's not absolutely perfect, then you should be taking a knee, right? Folks, this is a bait operation. They're baiting you into getting angry. Because if you get angry, then they're going to call you a racist. Now, they've just had this notion that they're going to have people investigate the country to see how systemically racist we are. Oh, and they're going to come up with, oh, yeah, you're terribly systemic. Oh, your human rights violations are terrible. Meanwhile, China's putting a million Uyghurs in concentration camps, and Cuba's shooting protesters dead on the street. But we're the evil ones. We're the horrid people. Systemically racist. While you're trying to further divide the country with this nonsense that the national anthem has to be divided by color. There are three colors involved in the national anthem, red, white, and blue. That's it. If I go to a football game and there's an African-American, there's an Asian, there's any nationality standing next to me during the national anthem, I don't think, sit down, this isn't for you. This is my national anthem. I don't, you know, who does that? Nobody does that. It's the one thing that unifies us before the game where we all look around and we all say, damn, man, we're all here. We're all going to see a really good game. We're all rooting for the same thing, basically. And you know, I'm high-fiving the guy behind me when there's a touchdown, regardless of whether, you know, what color he is, what sexuality he is. We're all in this together. They don't like that. See, sports unify you. I don't know if anybody listening has ever been on a team. I've been on plenty of teams in my life. I was pretty sports-oriented. And sports really do bring you together. You're reliant upon your teammates of all colors, all ethnicities. You're all in it together. You're all there for a common goal. You eat together. You practice together. You play together. You solve your problems together. And you become friends. That's what happens. And that is a big threat to the left. They don't want that. Because if you actually do unite as Americans, they're finished. Their socialist, communist agenda is finished. So the easiest thing that they can do is try to piss off everybody. Now, there's going to be people. I'm not going to lie to you. There's going to be people who aren't intellectually mature who are going to say, oh, there's no such thing as a black national anthem. Screw you. Screw you. That's the guy they want. That's the guy they want. They want to get a close-up of that guy and say, see, America, this is what happens when you're systemically racist. But what that guy is really doing is expressing his frustrations that we should all just be Americans. He's not doing it eloquently. And he's letting his emotions get the best of him. But he's not saying, I don't think black people are represented by the Star Spangled Banner. That's not what he's saying at all. He's saying this is ludicrous. Let me explain something to you. We are all represented by the Star Spangled Banner. We are not all represented by the Black National Anthem. So which one is actually the most divisive? The one that represents everyone? Or the one that only represents a small portion of people? I would think that's self-evident. Let me go to the phones. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, hey, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
What? What's your thoughts on this?
I'm sorry.
That's okay. What is your thoughts on this?
Well, you know, it's the Black National Anthem is being asked for by a group of people. It's not being asked for by whites or, you know, any other race. And if you hear, do you go to other podcasts on here, on this Blog Talk Radio? I bounce around. I just don't like stick to one. So I'll listen to the New Black Panthers. I'll listen to other groups that are, of course, the Black community groups that aren't, you know, that don't say on their podcast Black New Black Panthers, but they discuss the Black community.
Okay.
And if you listen to the New Black Panther, they say in the beginning, okay, if you listen to it in the first 15 minutes, 10 minutes, whenever they start, they say we didn't agree to the 14th Amendment. We didn't agree to being made citizens of the United States. Did you ever listen to the – there's a song. It's actually a song. And if you listen to the
– I understand what you're saying, but this is why it's irrelevant. Then if you didn't agree to it, you're free to leave. You don't have to be a citizen of the United States. We're not keeping you here. No one's keeping you here. If you don't like it, don't stay. That's what freedom is, you see. To sit there and whine and say, we never agreed to this. So what? If you didn't agree to it, leave if you don't like it. Somebody takes me out to dinner and I say, I never agreed to eat Chinese. I don't have to eat Chinese. I can get up and leave the restaurant. I don't have to go to dinner with them. See, but when you're in the stadium, what are you going to do, leave? What are you going to do? Not you pay for your ticket and you're going to leave? No. You got a captive audience. They're going to stay. And I don't care whether it's the Black community, the white community, the left, the right, the people in between who are calling for this. It's a form of segregation. It doesn't matter whether the people are self-segregating or they're being forced into segregation. It's still segregation. And it's still unhealthy. And it's not, we say America is a melting pot. Well, not if you don't melt. Okay? If you put butter in a pan and you don't turn on the fire, it doesn't melt together. So you just got four sticks of butter. So don't give me the melting pot crapola then if you're not going to melt. There's not one good argument for a separate national anthem. One country, one anthem. You don't divide it. Why would you? What is the point of having a country if it's a country divided? It makes no sense. So the Black Panthers can say what they want. The Black Panthers also went around shooting police officers. And most likely were responsible for the assassination of Martin Luther King. So I'm not really listening much to what they have to say and giving it much credence. Just like BLM. BLM comes out and says, you go, Fidel Castro. More power to you. Okay. Well, that's a very interesting take on the situation, isn't it? Go communism. We love it. Okay. Well, go live there then. That's all. It's no big deal. No one's holding you here. Your feet aren't rooted to the ground. We live in the United States of America. If tomorrow I say, okay, well, you know what? This has become way too socialist of a country for me. I can get on my shoes and walk anywhere in the world I want and say this is where I'm going to be living from now on. This suits me a little bit better. You don't insist that everything change to suit a minority of people. That's not the way it works. 10% of the people are unhappy, so 90% of the people have to change. No. Incorrect. 10% of the people are unhappy. Live with it or make yourself happy somewhere else. But 90% ain't changing to suit you. That's the way it goes. Didn't we learn that when we were kids even? Oh, there's a group of people, and they all want to go to the movies, and six of us want to see this movie, and two of us want to see the other one. Well, six rules. We're going to see this movie. If the other two don't like it, stay home. But we don't say, well, those two are oppressed, and they don't get to go to the movies much, so we have to sit through a movie we don't want to see. And it doesn't work that way. This country does not work that way. The way this country works is that we unify, and we understand we're all Americans. And part of understanding that we're all Americans is that we have a national anthem that represents all of us. If you take yourself out of that and say, I do not feel represented by the national anthem of this country, then what you're basically saying is, I don't feel any allegiance to be an American. I don't want to be an American. Okay. Well, you told me, well, they said they never agreed to any of these acts. Okay. You never agreed to be an American? You don't have to be. You don't have to be. No one's forcing you to be an American. Go be whatever nationality you want to be. Go to Ireland. Go to England. Go to Australia. Wherever you want to go. That you think you're going to get a better shake. That's your right. But that's not what this is. See, that's a very simplistic response to something far deeper. The idea behind this is not to, well, we feel we're owed this. No. You're going right back into segregation. And the people who are doing this are the people who wanted to segregate you to begin with. I don't hear any Republicans saying this is an excellent idea. I'm all for the Black National Anthem. Excellent idea. I don't hear that. Here's what I hear. Democrats saying it's long overdue. It's a wonderful concept. Yeah, I know. Like Jim Crow laws was a wonderful concept. And guess who invented those? Was that a wonderful concept? Who came up with those laws? Was it the Republicans? Oh, no. It wasn't. So now what they're doing is they're just saying, well, we can finagle our way back into this segregation by just making it a badge of honor now. It's like you're dealing with little kids. You say, go sit in the corner if you're bad. And they say, oh, I feel shame because I'm sitting in the corner. I was a bad kid. But if you say, this is a special seat. Only good little boys and girls sit here. They'll willingly go. They'll fight over who's going to sit in the corner. Oh, this is a badge of honor. I'm sitting in the corner now. I'm special. And you still got the same result. Still got the kid sitting in the corner. It's a sneaky, no good, rotten tactic. That's what it is. And that's all that it is. And if football thinks for 1 minute that the majority of even African Americans are going to put up with this, they're very mistaken. They're very mistaken. You want to see people get upset? You haven't even touched the tip of the iceberg. And it's not going to be a bunch of racist, redneck, white guys with Trump hats on saying, what the hell, black national anthem? It's not going to be that. You know who it's going to be? Proud black Americans who are going to say, this is bullshit. I am represented already by the Star-Spangled Banner. I'm an American. My family lives here. I love it here. It's offered me opportunity. And I don't need a special national anthem to feel I belong here. That's who's going to do it. Football's made a horrible mistake. And as usual, the liberals and the far left are making horrible mistakes too, because the more they do this, the more they press these ridiculous radical ideas that no one in their right mind thinks is a good idea, playing to 5 or 8% of these radical socialist, communistic, Marxist crazies, the more people in the middle, who aren't really Democrats or Republicans, just kind of independent, say, yeah, that side's crazy. I don't like the right very much either, but that side's absolutely crazy. So I'll take the lesser of two evils. I'll take the side that I think is a little bit greedy and a little bit whatever over these complete mental patients who are screaming at the top of their lungs for stuff that's just ludicrous. That's what you're going to do. So have at it. Because the more you do this, the more you try to divide the country, the more I see it being unified. Oh, we were trying to teach critical race theory. How many black families stood up and said, I don't want my children being taught this garbage, this Marxist garbage? Many. Many, many, many. Oh, and they can't argue with them. See, if you're white, then they automatically just say, oh, that's because you're a racist, because that's their key word for everything. You disagree with our policy, you're a racist. But they can't really say that to African Americans. So then they just sit there and say, oh, well, I don't know. You're mistaken. No, they're not mistaken. They're smart. They know what's going on. They know exactly what's going on. So let the NFL do what they want to do. They're a privately owned business. Go ahead. Knock yourself out. There are already the lowest ratings recorded in history for the NFL, and it's going to get worse. Because you mark my words, if you play the national anthem, the black national anthem, there's going to be another group who says, we want our national anthem. We've suffered just as much. We feel oppressed. We want our national anthem. And then what are you going to do? Say no? And they're going to say, well, how come they're special? We're kneeling. We're kneeling for both anthems. And then you're just going to have a mess. You're just going to have a mess. Rather than to just clearly explain to everyone with an IQ over an ice cube, the national anthem represents all of us. It does not mean you agree that America is perfect. It does not mean that you like the current president. It doesn't mean that you 100% agree with everything government does. It doesn't mean you think there's absolute equality or equality of outcome or anything else. It doesn't mean any of those things. It means you belong to the United States of America as a citizen. That's all it means. That's what it means, folks. And they're trying to take that away. Who told you on a previous show? They're trying to separate and divide you, because divided we fall and united we stand. It was me. And now you see every single day they try to take a little more away of what unifies us and try to put wedges in between us so they can conquer us more easily. And you're walking like lemons into the sea. I hope everybody wakes up.